The hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin officially runs from June 1st through the end of November. If this year is anything like last, it could continue longer than that. Some Americans are still suffering from Katrina, the worst hurricane of the worst season for hurricanes in recorded history. Katrina has claimed more than 1,200 lives, and damage costs have climbed to over $80 billion. Forecasters at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, are expecting another above-normal hurricane season, with 13 to 16 named storms, 8 to 10 hurricanes, and 4 to 6 major hurricanes. But NOAA does not expect a repeat of last year's record season. Max Mayfield is the chief forecaster at the National Hurricane Center.
It's very tempting to focus on the numbers of storms and hurricanes, and I would just like to please remind you that it's not all about numbers. It just takes up one hurricane over your community to make for bad years.
Predictions are based on warm sea surface temperatures and slow wind patterns, conditions over the Atlantic that favor hurricanes. NOAA Administrator Conrad Lautenbacher.
Although we don't anticipate reaching or exceeding last year's extraordinary tally of storms, NOAA is predicting an above-normal hurricane season. And four to six of those hurricanes are predicted to become major at Category 3 strength or higher.
If there is anything good that can come out of the last hurricane season, that's pretty hard to find. I hope it's the motivation to help create a culture of preparedness.
Local leaders are distributing evacuation plans and maps.
The most important thing you can do to prepare for these storms is to develop a family hurricane preparedness plan.
Public service announcements are being broadcast.
Get a plan. Know what you're going to do to protect yourself and your family when a hurricane threatens.
Homeowners and businesses are preparing as best they can. State and federal agencies say the first emergency response is up to the public, although they are stockpiling all sorts of necessities. And in New Orleans, the Army Corps of Engineers reports it has nearly completed rebuilding and reinforcing the storm gates damaged by Hurricane Katrina last year. Paul Sisko, VOA News.